Right, let's start off with football. Kaizer Chiefs are out of the Carling Knockout Cup after falling 4-0 to Mamelodi Sundowns in yesterday's quarter-final clash. Now, Masandawana made their mark early in the game with forward Ikram Reyners scoring a brace before the 30-minute mark and Peter Shalulile before the halfway mark. Khuliso Mudau added the cherry on top in the 64th minute against the 10-man Amakhosi after they were red carded in that second half to secure the 3 points and go through to the semi-finals. Richards Bay FC are the other team who are off to the semis after their victory in a penalty shootout against Cape Town City in their quarterfinal clash in Umlazi yesterday. There are some clashes today. Stellenbosch FC are in action. They currently hold the cup as well as, Stellenbosch, Magesi. Those are the clashes. And we wait to see the results from those two clashes to see who Mamelodi Sundowns and Richards Bay FC will face in the semis. And then Liverpool are at the top of the Premier League this morning. They came from behind to beat Brighton 2-1 thanks to goals from Cody Gakpo and Mohamed Salah at Anfield. Boss Arne Slot says he will take a lot of confidence from his side's resilience.
I just only asked them to play a different second half than we played against Nottingham Forest with different mentality. So if things go against you, you have to show up, and winners always do. And fortunately, we have a lot of winners in our team that showed up the second half.
And then Manchester City dropped to second after they suffered their first defeat of the campaign. The champions were beaten 2-1 at Bournemouth. Arsenal also lost. They went down 1-0. At Newcastle. And then over to some rugby to close. England let a late lead slip as they fell to a 24-22 defeat to New Zealand in their Rugby Union Autumn Nations opener. Mark Tilaya came back off the bench to score a decisive 76th-minute try for the All Blacks at Twickenham. England boss Steve Borthwick was disappointed with the way his team handled the closing stages of that clash.
To be put in a position where you're winning by the margin the team were at that point in time, then there's clearly an opportunity to win the game, and there's some pretty clear things why we didn't against a very good New Zealand team. We gave them a window to get back, and they took it.
And then Scotland thrashed Fiji 57-17 at Murrayfield. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.